Leaders of President Bush's Commission on Social Security say their work will not be affected by new budget projections that show smaller-than-expected surpluses. Commission members met yesterday for the third time. They're trying to find a way to secure the Social Security system while allowing younger workers to make their own investments. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Each meeting of the president's commission has been a magnet for protests and news conferences. Yesterday, one coalition of organizations appeared in a nearby room to endorse private investment accounts. Peter Ferrara is with Americans for Tax Reform.
We have women's groups, we have taxpayer groups, we have seniors organizations, we have minority groups, all coming together to support the idea of allowing workers the freedom to choose a personal account option for Social Security.
But right next door was a very different coalition, also representing seniors, minorities, and women.
My name is Maureen Gallagher. As a widow who depends on Social Security for necessities, I am thankful to have the opportunity to ask you to avoid privatizing a program that already works.
Gallagher's with the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, which has vowed to fight any major change in the retirement program. This is hardly the atmosphere President Bush was hoping for when he appointed the bipartisan Social Security Commission earlier this year. But the debate over government spending, tax cuts, and Social Security has escalated in recent weeks. New budget projections showing that this year's non-Social Security surplus has dwindled to about $1 billion have fueled Democratic attacks on the president's proposals. They say his tax cut has left little money available to fix Social Security, let alone to experiment with what they call risky privatization. But yesterday, Commission Co-Chairman Richard Parsons said the new budget numbers are irrelevant because the panel's looking at long-term solutions.
What we're trying to do is figure out how we can, within the contours of the system and the surplus within the Social Security system, if there are ways in which we can make more certain the availability and payment of the benefits on a going forward basis and create a system that is sustainable where we currently have one that isn't.
He says the panel's considering all options, even possible benefit cuts, to ensure that Social Security remains solvent. In a report last month, the commission warned that the system will start paying more in benefits than it takes in taxes by the year 2016. Parsons says there's no question something needs to be done. He dismissed much of the criticism of the panel's work as premature.
Not even we know completely where we're going, and so let us at least formulate what we thought is think of as a rational response to the problem.
President Bush doesn't want the commission to recommend higher payroll taxes or benefit cuts for current retirees or those who are about to retire. He also says the plan must allow personal savings accounts. This fairly narrow mandate has drawn attack, especially from those who think diverting payroll taxes to private accounts will undermine the system. Robert Greenstein of the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities says the president made a big mistake by only appointing to the panel those who already support his views, and that the commission erred when it released a report Greenstein says exaggerates the system's financial problems.
Each of these steps, I think, makes it more difficult for the ultimate commission recommendations to be taken seriously as a bipartisan effort that could form the basis for a debate.
Bob Bixby directs the Bipartisan Concord Coalition, a group that advocates fiscal responsibility. He agrees the president's commission has some credibility problems, but he says it still has an important role.
I think that the commission should not be judged by whether or not it produces the perfect plan, but whether it helps to educate the public about the challenges facing Social Security in the future and the trade-offs in the various reform options.
Bixby thinks there's a good chance the panel will do just that when it comes out with its recommendations this fall. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.